Welcome to the Bluegrass Bammer Podcast. Bammer stands for Badass Mother Runner. This podcast will bring you stories from across Kentucky and beyond about badass women running and the people that support them. I'm your host, Stephanie Boyd. I'm a Kentucky native and mother of two boys. I've completed multiple races from the 5K to the 50-mile distance. When I'm not working or with my family, you'll find me having fun as a Bib Brave pro and co-leading the Louisville chapter of Moms Run This Town, She Runs This Town. The goal of this podcast is to share stories that will motivate and inspire everyday women to chase their dreams. Learn more at wordpress.bluegrassbammer.com. Hey everybody, it's Stephanie Boyd, also known as the Bluegrass Bammer, coming to you from Kentucky. And I want to say welcome to everybody and thanks so much for listening in to this first episode of my podcast. I'm really excited and a little frightened about this new adventure that I'm taking on this podcast. You never know what's going to happen with projects like this, but the goal of this initial episode is really to tell you all a little bit about myself in case you don't know me, and to tell you what the goals are and the objectives are for this podcast. I know I'm a huge podcast fan. I have lots of favorites, but typically that first episode is the one that will really tell me if it's the podcast for me or not. And most of the podcasts that I listen to, not all of them are running related, but they all pretty much fall in line with the values and the interests that I have. And so again, the goal of this first episode is for me just to really tell you about myself a little bit, tell you a little bit about my journey, and then also share with you what we're going to be doing and what the plans are for future episodes of the podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. So for those of you who don't know me, I have not been a runner my whole life. Surprise, surprise. Sometimes when I end up running with women in my running group, many of them will assume that I've run for years or that I ran in high school or college. And that's a huge assumption. And when they find out that I've only been running actually for the past really 5 years, they're pretty shocked. So obviously I'm 43. I started running later in life, and I actually was spurred on to begin my running journey when I met my husband. When we were dating or when we first met, he was training for his first marathon. And I remember thinking, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. Who runs 26 miles for fun? And I didn't know anyone else at that point who had run that distance. And I remember even thinking about watching runners on, sports channels and the Olympics and things like that, and just thinking that was so far beyond what normal human beings could do. And so when I meet this guy who's training for a marathon, I was pretty taken aback by it, but intrigued by it at the same time. So my husband and I, we dated for about 5 years before we got married. And right after we were married, we decided we wanted to start a family. And I was not in the best shape of my life. When we met and even, towards the beginning of our marriage, we had lots of single friends. We were out having a good time and just kind of living a great life, traveling and meeting all of these people and, having fun together. And so I was really out of shape. And when we decided to have a family, that's when I picked up a book about 90 days preconception health. And it was really a way to prime you to get ready to conceive. So I had heard so many stories from other women who had had trouble having conceiving and having, even getting pregnant and having babies. And so I was a little concerned because I was 30 that would be a problem for me. And and so I picked up this book, and one of the things outside of nutrition that it recommended that I change would to be my level of activity. And so it recommended that I started walking and then jogging and then running. And so I picked up a Couch to 5K book and started walking. And I remember I would have my husband out walking with me at night after work, and he would laugh at me and say, "You're already walking so quickly. You realize you could be jogging or running at this point." And I just didn't believe him. And it took me a little while with the Couch to 5K app to get up to a jog and then eventually to a run. And my husband supported me through all of that and was, I think, really happy that I had started to jog. So we actually ended up conceiving quite quickly, and I don't know that it was because of this book, or because of my attitude, or we were just lucky. But I did try to continue to run through the beginning part of my pregnancy, but as all new moms and first pregnancies, you worry. There's the fear of the unknown, and I didn't know then what I know now, and so I stopped running pretty early in my pregnancy because I was afraid I was going to hurt myself or hurt my baby. Or my chances of carrying full term. So I stopped running, and I stopped running for a good 4 or 5 years. I even stopped thinking about it because Cole was two, and then I became pregnant again. I breastfed exclusively through both of those, for both kids, and when they were infants. And so I didn't think about running again for a long time. And eventually I started walking and running again. And I ran my first timed 5K when Vance, I think, was about 4 and a half. And I remember that day so vividly. I had trained really hard for this 5K. And my husband ran ahead of me, of course, because it was much faster than me, and finished and came back for me. And it was probably like maybe a half a mile left in the race. And he came back to me and said, "Come on, you're almost there. You can do it." And of I think I yelled at him and I was like, "Leave me alone. I'm going to do this." I was very determined to finish on my own terms. And he did end up running in with me, and we crossed the finish line together. And I don't even remember my time. I know it was good for me as a first race. I remember being proud of the time, but I also remember that I could do better, that I thought I could do better the next time. And so that's what triggered me to kind of spurred me on to continue running because I wanted to improve at that point. And so I mean, I tell you that first 5K, that was a long time ago. That was before timed bibs. I mean, it was like a digital clock that you saw and you hoped you grabbed your time. There was no running watch. There was no like iPhone. I think I had an iPhone maybe. I didn't even take a picture of the finish time. Like it, I was just lucky to cross and like remember what my finish time was. So fast forward a few years, I ended up finding a running group that's been an amazing support for me. Moms Run This Town is a national running organization, and there's chapters all across the United States. But I found one in Louisville, and I was a little scared to join because I still didn't see myself as a runner, even though I completed a 5K and I did run regularly. I was running by myself, I was running without a watch. I had no idea what my actual pace was, and I didn't really feel like a runner. No one called me a runner, and so I was a little scared, and I joined this running group where there were lots of women who had completed marathon distance. There was, I know, at least one person who had completed a full Ironman distance in that group. It was truly intimidating and frightening, and I felt really out of my league. But I joined the group anyway, just for moral support, and ended up going to a group run with some of those women, probably like a year or two after I joined the group. I kind of just lurked around, and this was a Facebook group, and I just watched and listened and was just curious to see what other women were doing because the only people I really knew that were running at that point were men. And so it was interesting to see all of these women who were also a lot of the mothers that were juggling all of these daily things and life and trying to keep small human beings from harming themselves on an hourly basis. And then they were running on top of that. Plus, a lot of them worked. And I just identify with a lot of these women. And so finally, I just got up the courage and I went to a group run. And I was so scared that I would hold people back or be the slowest person. And looking back on it now, it's funny to think that was a worry because they were the most welcoming group of women I'd ever met. And it turns out I didn't hold anybody back, but I did support other people at that group run and I made some instant friends there. And now I am one of the chapter leaders. I help co-lead that group. And I think when I joined, there were probably 300 women in the group and they're over 1500 now. And they are the most supportive, amazing group of women I think I've ever met in my whole life. And some of them are just starting their running journey and some of them have been running for 40 years. And for me, it's just nice to know that there are other people who understand the struggles that I have as a mother and as a runner and as a woman, in running and also support me no matter what my goals are. And so it's through them that I've been able to accomplish or even think about accomplishing a lot of the running goals that I have to this point. And I'm so grateful for that group. And I'm so grateful for all the women who are in that group that are supporting each other. And really, Moms Run This Town is the impetus for this podcast. I mean, I think that there are so many good stories in this group. There are over 1,500 of us, and we're in a closed Facebook group, so the whole world doesn't see what we are doing all the time. And I remember talking to a good friend of mine, Marion, who has really been a mentor to me, and we've become really good friends. She was the one that actually inspired me to start ultra running. And I remember her telling me that, man, we just have so many people that are doing amazing things and nobody knows. And I was like, oh, we should do a podcast and we should interview all of these amazing people and tell their stories. They need to be heard because other women need to hear these stories. And she agreed. And so that's really where this came from. Now, not all the people that I plan on interviewing are in the Moms Run This Town group, the She Runs This Town group. But certainly a lot of them will be because this is how I eventually, how I met them. And so, now I'm just really looking forward to, I recently completed the Pistol Ultra Run, which is a 50-mile urban trail run. And it was a great experience. I don't know what else I'm going to do this year now. I'm thinking at some point I want to jump up above the 50-mile distance. And I've done a couple of races that are 50K distance up to 39 miles and then the 50 mile. So I really love long distance running. It's where I find my groove. It's where I push myself beyond the point of what I feel like I'm capable of doing. And that always makes me feel strong, which is an important part of why I run. And I think that I'll continue to look at distance running, but at the same time, I have other goals this year to help other women meet their running goals if they'll let me or if they'll allow me to do that. So there's so much that's going to happen in 2019 that I'm really excited about. And I just want you as a listener to be a part of this. So part of what I plan to do with this is really help to inspire listeners to chase dreams and think about new adventures. And they don't have to be the same dreams that everyone else has, but certainly, especially women that listen to this podcast, I want them to be able to know that they are worthy of putting that goal out there. They are worthy of saying, I have a goal and it's this. And they are worthy of people supporting them to try to meet that goal, whatever it is. And so, I know some women who just want to run a mile without stopping. And I know some women who want to run 100 miles. And I think all of that is amazing. And so I want to be able to celebrate that. And I will do that by hopefully sharing these women, their stories with you. And I have so many women that I want to introduce you to. And I also want to introduce you to the men that support these women. So this isn't for women only. We certainly encourage everyone who's interested in running or chasing their dreams to be able to listen to this podcast. I mean, that's my goal is I don't want to alienate everyone, but I certainly want to help inspire anyone who has a dream that maybe they feel is really lofty because the women that I'll interview and the men too have all been in that place where they weren't sure if they could do what they set out to do. And maybe sometimes they failed, and that's okay. And certainly, I will share my ups and downs through these interviews as well. But the point will be to know that there are people out there like you who have hopes and dreams, and they end up accomplishing great things and doing amazing things. And I hope that they will inspire you. So I hope you'll stay tuned. And certainly, I want to hear from you. If there's a certain person or a certain story that you want me to get out there, please let me know. Send me a message. I'm happy to set up an interview and learn more about the people or the story so that I can get it out for more people to be inspired and motivated by. But I can't wait for you to meet some people who I consider really amazing people, good human beings, and great friends. And we're just going to have some fun. So look forward to really finding out more about women who are running in Kentucky and the people that support them. And I hope you'll join this journey with me. It should be fun. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. If you like what you've heard, hit subscribe to the podcast so you can catch the next episode when it's live. Also, you can find me on my blog. That is bluegrassbammer.wordpress.com. Or you can follow me at Bluegrass Bammer on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. See you next time, and until then, happy running.